Fucking at me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk here on Blog Talk Radio this evening, Saturday, November 21st. And we're joined tonight by the creative editor of a new magazine called Lash Out Magazine. If you want to join the conversation, you can do that by calling 914-803-4398, or you can email us your questions and comments at info@illusionsbeauty.com. Also, you can join us in the chat room. Tonight's guest, creative editor of Lash Out Magazine, Ms. Lena Anderson. Welcome, Lena.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How about you guys?
We're great. We are great. I just want to start off first by saying I remember, I don't know how long ago it was, but I remember my sister saying to me something about you and a magazine, but it was just kind of like brief, and I really didn't know what it was. So the other day when you said, when you told her that the magazine launched, that's when it kind of came back to me, okay, that's, that, you know, that was what you were talking about. So I was kind of, even though I kind of knew something, but not really, so I was still kind of surprised, you know, to see it all. So for those of you who don't know, Lena is working with us over on the set of Stomp DR 2. So Lena, just start off by telling everybody who you are and what you've been doing and how you started, how and why you started your magazine.
Well, I'm Lena Anderson. I am a makeup artist in film, television, and print, and I've been doing that for over 15 years now. I've lost count. And then I also have, as we often do, and then we also have Kedrick Starks, who is our creative director, and he's actually out making the world beautiful this evening, but he's actually going to try to call in to see if he can join us for the interview as well, but he's actually out doing makeup tonight. But the magazine really is an extension of Kedrick. Years ago, he had an email address that was Lash Out Angel. And one day this year, I asked him, because he asked me something about that email address, because he doesn't use it anymore. And I said, well, why did you pick Lash Out Angel as an email address? I've always, over the years, wondered that. And he said, Lash Out is actually the name of a magazine idea that I have. And it's just, I've always held on to it, but I just know that that name is supposed to be for a magazine. And in turn, I then asked him and said, what are you waiting for? And he kind of gave me a blank stare. Like, what are you waiting for? And he just looked at me and gave me this blank stare. He's like, well, I was like, okay, so da-da-da-da-da, and we just hit the ground running. We literally hit the ground running from that moment because I didn't see a reason for us not to do it.
Right.
Especially if it's something that he's had, like literally, I've known Keetrick since late 90s, and that's how long he's had the name. So I'm like, okay,
oh, wow.
It's 2009. We need to do something with this. And so I said, tell me about it. What do you see? What is your vision? What do you want? And, you know, as he started spitting things out, I'm like, well, okay, let's make it happen. And that's
gotcha.
What we did.
And so you officially started working on the magazine when?
Officially, we started in August.
Okay.
We started in August, and we, you know, kind of trial and error debating if we wanted to do monthly, did we want to do bi-monthly, quarterly. We weren't sure where we wanted to go. Just throughout working, we just figured by the time we got done with the first issue, we would have that all figured out. But we started in August, and in between that, we're both working, you know, film, you know, and television at the same time. So in between working on set, we're also working on the magazine and trying to get content, deciding what kind of content we wanted to carry in the magazine and how we were going to get this content, because we really want the focus to be on other artists.
Right.
And we didn't want to come right out the gate with, you know, this is our magazine and this is what we do. We want it to be about other artists. And we obviously want to utilize the resources and our coworkers and our friends who are industry. We want to use them and we want to show their talents as well, as extend out to others in other cities and other countries to, you know, submit to us and let us see what you do and how you do it.
So tell us about the magazine. What does the magazine showcase? Give us also some information on the demographic of your magazine as well.
Well, the Lash Out Magazine is a publication created to celebrate the artists that dares to kind of redefine our culture standard of beauty. It's not always about pretty makeup. It's not always about editorial makeup. You may be a tattoo artist. You may be an oil on canvas artist. You may be a sculptor. There's so many different forms of art, and we tend to really just get stuck in beauty and fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we don't come together as one community. There's artist magazines, there's sculptor magazines, there's tattoo magazines, but you never see all that in one magazine. So although it is a beauty fashion magazine, we also wanted to add culture and art in there as well. So we want to be able to see a little bit of everything. We were very, very fortunate in our first episode, our first issue, our debut issue. Our cover story is Victoria Bowers, who is a friend of mine. She lived here in Atlanta. She has since moved to New York probably about 5-6 years ago. And she's originally from Croatia. And she's just a wonderful makeup artist and a beautiful person. And then our feature in our culture section is actually a oil on canvas artist out of Munich, Germany. And he found us and said, you know, someone pointed us, you know, somebody forwarded me your address. And this was before we had anything out. We just really had the website out saying Lash Out Magazine coming soon. And he inquired and said that he was an oil on canvas artist and he would love to be a part of it and, you know, like the information that we had so far. And he would love to, you know, submit if he could, and we were like, please, you know. So he's our in our culture section, he's our feature artist in the culture section, and he's been doing art for, you know, years, ever since he was a young kid. So really it's just reaching out to different mediums, showing what you got. We want to have a place to where a lot of times we look at magazines, we're like, well, you know, I'd like to see my work in Vogue, or I'd like to see my work in Zinc, or sometimes we don't know how to go about submitting our work or showcasing our work. And this is straight to the point. If you're an artist, send us what you got, and we want to show you. We want you to have a platform for you to show your work. Because I know I've done photo shoots with photographers, and because the photographer normally does the submitting when it comes to magazines or at least fashion magazines, you know, I think it's a great shoot and we get great compliments on it, but the photographer doesn't want to submit it for whatever reason, or they submit it and the magazine says, no, we've done a story like this and you've got this great shoot and, yeah, it's on your website, but, you know, you want to see it in a magazine, you know.
Right.
It gives you that opportunity to do that. It gives you that opportunity to do that. What else do you want to know?
Now, are there any plans? I mean, I know you just started. I know you just launched. I know I'm jumping ahead, but are there any plans to turn this into an online and a print magazine, or are you just planning on just to stay online?
Well, right now we have it to where it's online. You can subscribe to have a PD PDF version email it to you. And then we will also do print on demand, which basically we'll have, we haven't decided the number yet, but we'll decide, we're only going to print, whatever, 500 of a particular issue, but it'll be print on demand. So if you contact us and say, you know what, I really like this issue, I want it bound like a regular magazine, we will print it on demand for you. And that would be a print on demand subscription. So those are the three options that, that we have now. Eventually, we would love to just have a flat out print publication that you could go to the store and buy, you know, but, you know, at least now you still have two forms of print, either PDF or print on demand.
Gotcha. All right. Now, it looks like we have somebody joining us, and it may be Keetrick.
Hopefully it's Keetrick.
Hello.
It's Keetrick.
Hi, Keetrick.
What's up, lady?
Hi.
Better late than never, right?
All
right.
Well, since Elena has had a chance to kind of introduce herself, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are? I know that you're the creative director of Lash Out, but Elena said that you had this magazine idea a long time ago, just never, I guess, moved forward with it. So tell us about your vision for the magazine and why you wanted to do a magazine.
Well, I essentially, it comes from, you know, just wanting to really see different type of work than I've seen out there before in magazines, you know, and really just wanting to promote other artists. You know, a lot of times when we work as artists, we say we promote other people, or we want to promote other people, but when it really boils down to it at the end of the day, you're still, you know, trying to get that job for yourself. You know, so I really, really wanted an opportunity to just kind of showcase other artists and kind of to learn from them as well, you know. You know how we all kind of try to teach each other and we all, you know, try to stand together really, really on that, that platform of artistry, you know. So I really wanted an opportunity to kind of show that other artists are out there doing some crazy, crazy, phenomenal things, you know, and how that inspires us, you know. How that inspires the people around us and people even at a distance. So, you know, the way that we could contact as many people as we possibly could, you know. But, yeah, I have had the idea for the magazine for a long, long time. I just always thought, you know, okay, I'm going to need publisher this and I need, you know, this and that in order to make it happen. And Lena being the fantastic logistics, you know, person that she is. She, you know, I was talking to her about it one day, the next day she's like, okay, so we're ready. What? You know, so. But I appreciate that, I must say, because, you know, it's one thing as artists, sometimes we get bogged down in our own artistry and the whole idea of all you know how to do is create, you know?
Right.
So when you can add the book smarts to it, you know, and kind of meld it all together. It's kind of like Sam Fine was saying a couple of weeks ago on your show about you know, having that business, you know, definitely, you know, making your artistry your business and really, really working it that way rather than just standing there with a makeup brush.
Although we love that too.
You know.
Yeah. and I was just here, sitting here thinking you were talking about book smarts, and I said, in Elena's case, it's computer smarts.
Right. She is the tech girl, okay?
Yeah.
And I appreciate that so much because I'm speaking to you from a brand new phone. This, I have this new HTC thing, and I have no idea how to work it. I have no idea. So I will be handing her the manual and letting her read up on that and then telling me what I need to know.
So magazine aside, what kind of phone did you get?
I have an HTC. The new Sprint HTC.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
The Hero.
The phone. Right, the Hero, right.
Yeah. Right,
right.
Young man had at the table the other evening. And, and he was, that one.
And I like the phone. Like, so far, I like it. There are just certain things that I miss about my BlackBerry, I must say, you know. Mainly Uber Twitter. But I'm not going to go there. but I do like the phone overall. And that actually is a part of the magazine also, you know, is the tech stuff, you know, because there's so many of us, even as artists, we're looking for different ways to kind of, you know, connect with each other and how to just make our own lives. You know, we're always about toys, right? So that's definitely something that that, you know, Lena has helped us out with the magazine as far as, you know, adding in stuff. And hopefully going forward, and I think I just thought of this in my head, maybe, you know, as we talk about new tech stuff that's out there, we'll give you some great tips or hints on how to use that technology better, and we can make that happen. And how, maybe even how to incorporate it into what we do.
Oh, great.
Well, actually, speaking of Twitter, how important is social networking to promoting your magazine?
Oh, God. You want to take that one, Leia? That's a loaded question. It's so important, especially, you know what, we live in a time now where our world is smaller and smaller. These are things that, you know, you can read about in the Lash Out letter. But our world is smaller and smaller, you know, and the more and more we are connected, the more and more we're disconnected, you know. It's like the smaller our worlds get, the more we kind of look for that little bit of private time when we're on our own. But at the same time, we do still want to feel like we're part of a community, right? So I think that that's where social networking really comes in. It's the idea that, you know, if I am an artist, if I am a makeup artist or whatever artist I am, and I'm reaching out there, you know, to other artists, or I'm trying to find hairstylists, or I'm trying to find, you know, other people to basically help me be even better at what I do. These social networks like Twitter and Facebook are so, so important to that, you know, because you just can't touch everybody. You can't touch everybody, you know, but maybe you can text everybody.
Now, that's a good point.
And it's a great way, you know what, honestly, like the job I was on, on set a little earlier tonight, right, and I did a young lady's makeup, you know, and she doesn't really know me, I don't really know her, it was our first time meeting, you know, and she decided to twit pick me, to send up a picture or whatever. So she put this picture out, you know, of us, you know, together, whatever, with our makeup done, and she instantly got a response. Somebody instantly responded to her, "Wow, your makeup looks great. I need his number, please," you know. And so she was able to then DM her my contact information. So if that had never happened, if Twitter weren't there, then that's one less client I would have. You know what
right.
I mean? So
absolutely.
I think in that sense, it is a great way and to really, really, really connect and promote yourself as an artist.
Absolutely. And I think as far as the magazine is concerned, it's just because so many people are on Twitter and Twitter is around the world, you know, i.e. Our artist from Germany that's in the culture section, he contacted us through Twitter. And this is probably, I want to say it was the first or second day we actually created our Twitter account for Lash Out Magazine. And somebody saw us and saw it, because I followed the thread back like, hey, well, how did he find us? And somebody saw that we were looking for artists to submit, and they contacted him, but then he contacted us, and he ended up being the featured story in our culture section. So, you know, as well as finding other artists, following other artists, you know, and getting your name out there as far as, and then also letting them know that you're here, you know, it's important to let, you know, it's important for us to let people know we are looking for submissions. Because a lot of times I'll have people, when I used to do a lot of print work, people will say, well, how do you submit? I don't know how to submit, or the photographer didn't want to submit, or there was always, like, I just want to submit. How do I do that? You know, and they could never, and ours is, you just email us. Just email us.
You know what? And I think a lot of times, too, you know, we're somewhat intimidated sometimes, you know, especially new artists coming into the business, and, you know, they're a little bit intimidated about going up to an artist who may be, you know, better known or, you know, more experienced. They're intimidated about going up to them and saying, hey, can I follow you around? Can I do this or do that? You know, how can I be of service? And I think these social networks really is a great way for people to kind of put themselves out there without feeling like they're putting themselves out there. You know what I mean? Just that way of being able to say, okay, look, I'm just going to send you this message. You know, I'm putting the ball in your court, and so that way I'm not hassling you, and at the same time, I'm also giving you the opportunity, making better opportunities for myself, you know. And so I think that that's a great, great way. You know, hopefully people will, more and more people will submit to the magazine because, obviously, like I said before, we can't talk to everybody. We can't go out and find everybody, but if we just stand on the corner, hopefully, you know, people will find us. And I think that that's, you know, kind of the way that we're approaching that as far as submissions go, you know, because we do want people to submit, but at the same time, we want people to submit who really want to submit, you know,
right,
rather than having to, you know, chase other people down or whatever. That's not what we're about right now. This is Lash Out Magazine. We are focusing on those people, but at the same time, Lash Out Magazine is all about how you lash out in your world. So if you are tired of the humdrum, you're tired of, you know, people giving you the cold shoulder or brushing you off because of this or whatever reason, this is an opportunity for you to lash out in a different avenue, you know. And that's hopefully how we'll go forward with that. I like it like that.
Let me ask you guys, there's someone in the chat room who has a product that they're interested in submitting. It's not like any photo idea, so it's more, I guess, more of a beauty product, I guess, that could go into your beauty section. It's a beauty water, and so they're interested in, I guess, submitting that product to you guys. Could they email you guys information on that product?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Okay.
Just email us at submissions@lashoutmagazine.com.
Submissions@lashoutmagazine.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so this email address is also used for any artists of any type of artist, makeup artist, hairstylist, fashion stylist, painter, anybody who wanted to submit their work to be featured could go to that address. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So let me ask you. Okay, so I submit my work. I send you a nice selection of photos, and I submit it. Then what?
Well, we go through the photos, and
should I be sitting around waiting to see my work in your next issue, or what happens?
And I'll take Victoria as a perfect example. We approached Victoria. Victoria submitted, you know, I told her to go through and whatever you would like to submit, we would love to have. She sent us a good range of pictures. We went through and we put a story together because the photos that she sent, they weren't all part of one story. So we went through and put a story together we picked so many photos, and then we put a story together out of those photos, and then we, you know, just kept in contact with her. These are the photos that we selected. You know, are there any particular names or anything with these? And then once we had that solidified, that it was a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
So once you submit to us, we'll go through, we'll put together a layout, and we'll make a story out of what you've sent us. If, you know, it depends on how many, if you have three photos, you have three photos. But, I mean, if you send us 10 photos, then, you know, all 10 may or may not make it. We'll make a story out of the ones that we feel represent you best, out of the work that you've sent us. And then we get back in contact with you to let you know these are the photos that we have selected. There will be an XYZ issue. Because we could get, you know, 200 people submit to us tonight. They're all not going to be in the holiday issue. So we'll just figure out where we're going to place you, and then at that time we'll let you know what issue you're going to be in.
So wait a minute, let me be clear.
We really try to use everybody. We really, really try to use everybody. Everybody may not make it into one issue, but, you know,
right, but
we
everybody
do
will
definitely
be
try to. Right.
So what I'm hearing is.
I know what you're going to say. You're going to ask, so what does that mean? If I send you anything, will it be in there? No.
No, I'm just saying. What I'm hearing is, and I'm talking about serious submissions. I'm not talking about no play stuff, no.
Right.
The makeup's not good, the art, you
right.
know, I'm not,
right.
I'm talking like serious stuff. If I'm submitting something, I'm pretty much promised, or not necessarily promised, maybe that's not the perfect word, but I can pretty much guarantee that my work would be seen in the magazine somewhere at some point. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And if it's something that is, if you send something that is just so totally outrageous, we would just not show it. We would be in contact with you and say, okay, well, this is great, but we're looking for, but you're going to be, the whole point of the magazine is so you can be showcased.
That's awesome. Let me
ask this question. We're going back to the submission for the beauty water. Are there any rates associated with submitting a product or photos or anything? Is there a cost to be in your magazine?
Well, we do have advertising where you can actually buy ads. You can do a quarter page, half page, full page ad, two page ad, just like any other magazine. If you're just wanting a blurb about your product, like in the debut issue, we've got a couple products, and it's just a simple like three sentence blurb. This is what it is. This is where you can get it. Check it out. You know what I mean?
But,
so if we're talking about just a blurb, then no, because it's not going to be really intensive, and it's going to be part of a full-fledged story. It's not going to be a focus most likely just on, if you're talking about Beauty Water, it's going to be part of our beauty report, so there's going to be other products on the page. If you want the focus to be just on you, then it would be best for you to get an ad, and that way you have a dedicated page, a full, or whatever ad you choose, size you choose to get, and then the focus is on you.
Right.
And then the other thing about that is, unlike most magazines, we're not going to be riddled with ads that you have to go through 800 ads before you get to the meat of the magazine. We really are, we're going to keep it limited to, an ad or two per section. So an ad in the beauty section, an ad in the fashion section, an ad in the culture section to highlight those businesses that are out there. So, yes, we have artists, but we also have people who are, some people just like to be artists. They don't want to, they have a business partner that handles the business end, or a sister, or a husband, or an agent, or whatever that handles the business end. But you have those other ones who they run the business as well as they do the art. And so they're playing both roles. And so they, want to do their, advertising and marketing as well.
Right. Okay.
It's actually really, really easy. It's so, so easy. It's almost, but that's the point of the magazine and being able to showcase those artists, is that we don't want to make it hard,
Right.
We're not trying to discourage you on any level, really. Like Lana just said, even if there are some submissions that may not be quite what we're looking for, we'll contact you and let you know, thank you for your submission. We're looking for something more like this. And we will just tell you what we're looking for, and then hopefully, you can go through some more of your work and resend or whatever, the situation is. But nobody is just going to be flat out just refused just on the strength of, oh, well, we don't feel like it. You know what I mean? So.
Yes. Well, let me ask you, I know that you have a beauty director. When you're speaking of submissions, are you, because like some magazines, they have, like freelance writers who try to submit their stories into several magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Are you all open to that as well with your beauty section?
Yes, we are. Throughout the entire magazine, because we have we have a young lady who freelances, Shamir, and she did part of our fashion. She did a couple of fashion stories, and she actually did some of our culture stories, or one of our culture stories for the debut issue. So we welcome freelance writers, and it can be wherever it fits in the magazine, it'll fit. If it's fashion, if it's beauty, if it's culture, art, we're open to that.
Okay.
We're open to that.
Let me see. I'm looking at your magazine now, and I know, Lena, that you are the creative editor and Keetrick the creative director. You also have a beauty director and a culture remix director. Tell me a little bit about your positions and what that means and what your responsibilities for the magazine.
You want to start out first, and you want to go backwards?
I think the best way. Well, I think the best way to describe it, certainly we have our beauty director and our culture mix director, and pretty much those are the quote unquote figureheads of those particular departments of the magazine. Any submissions, like we were just talking about, if someone wants to submit something or whatever, then that kind of goes under their, under their header, not their name certainly, but certainly that's their genre. So we allow them to kind of do their part. The idea, the whole thing, remember, is that we never wanted to just put forth the magazine just to showcase ourselves. So we really, really, really try to use as many people that we can, in a way that works well for the magazine. So, we really, really look for any submissions from people like that, and then we allow other people, to kind of do their own thing. So we allow, our Culture Remix editor, that happens to be her passion is, you know, experiencing life through culture, you know. And so why not utilize her in that way? You know what I mean? Although she is a makeup artist by trade. That's her everyday job. But through her everyday experiences.
And the fantastic thing about it is she's in, sorry not to cut you off, but the fantastic thing about it is she's in Toronto, Canada, so we get a totally different flavor.
Right.
So
right.
not only do we get a different flavor from because she's in a different city, we get a totally different flavor because she's in a different country. So it's a totally
right.
different perspective on the same things that we're doing, but it's the way they do it, you know, on their that side of the pond, you know. So.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And then of course, then I think the best way to probably describe it is, you know, I am, I guess, more so the heart of the magazine when you think of it like that, and Blaine is the brains. You know, certainly we are both passionate, you know, about this magazine, and we both put our all into it. But, you know, I guess if you want to break it down like that, you know, to a certain degree, you know, we both, you know, brainstorm on ideas and what we want, you know, for the magazine or whatever, that kind of stuff. And, you know, she kind of makes it happen, you know, as much as I stop, like, saying no. That's pretty much, I guess, you know, I don't know what you have to say about that later, but I do think that's how, you know.
I'm the one who goes through and, you know, from the editor standpoint of view, is I definitely, once everybody puts everything together, and you know, it goes through me and I kind of shimmy and shake it and cross the T's and dot the I's and add the comments that everybody forgets. And some, you know, there have been a couple things that I've vetoed, and there's been a couple things we've battled about, but
right, exactly.
But it's
but that's
like
what makes us a great team, you know,
right.
Because although we have a very similar vision, we go about it a different ways, you know. I am very organic. Everything happens for me in the moment, and it happens how, you know, I don't plan things. You know, I tend to, you know, try to have an outline, but not necessarily a real plan. I allow myself, you know, I always say, my grandmother always taught me, allow room for God to get in, you know. So I try to allow that room for him to then do whatever it is that I'm doing through my passion of beauty. And, you know, I just love to make things pretty. I just think everything should be beautiful. You know, life should be beautiful. And if we, you know, display that beauty in any and every way that we can, whether it's through food, whether it's through makeup, whether it's through fashion, you know, that's how I think of it, you know. And then Lena's able to put her analyst, you know, details, all of her tech savvy, and make it all work together, you know. We put it all, I always say, you know, we just throw the fairy dust up in the air and just hope it lands in the right places. Well, when I throw up the fairy dust, she catches it in a tube and then puts it where it belongs, you know.
Well, based on your definition of style and beauty, how would you like to see the magazine magazine represented?
Oh,
Okay.
How so? Well, like represented in what way? Like
expand on that. Expand on that.
Well, I mean, like, I guess at the first, maybe I should ask, how do you guys define style, or how do you define beauty? And then, based on your definition, how would you like to see the magazine represented in that way, in whatever way you define beauty or style?
Well, I think the cool thing about, you know, style and beauty, first of all, you know, it is, I always say style is not fashion, okay? Fashion
right,
and style
exactly.
are two totally different things. So our magazine, although you will see a lot of fashion there, it really is about style, different styles. You know, we try to represent, you know, depending upon if it's in the fashion section, certainly, or beauty section or whatever, it's all about how you represent that archetype that speaks to you, okay? If you have always been, you may be a goth girl, you know what I mean? That doesn't make that any less beautiful than the fairy tale princess, you know, archetype, but it's just a way of tweaking it to your own personality. I always say beauty is as beauty does, you know. So it's that idea of living your life through creation in a way that that inspires and encourages other people to do the same. You know, hopefully it makes you respond a certain way when you see a certain image. It makes you feel a certain thing. You know, and I think that's where the beauty really comes from, is in your own interpretation of what you're seeing in front of you and how that makes you feel and what it inspires you to then do from there. You know. And that's pretty much how we want to represent it. Like, we don't want, I don't want to get into the game of, you know, we are, although we love them, we're not all about the look of Mac when it comes to beauty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not all about the look of, you know, it's varied. It's varied. We try our best to find, that's what I really, really do. We try our best to find the beauty in every image. Okay, and I think as long as we like try to keep our minds open to that, then hopefully you know we'll always be represented as just that, as a magazine that expresses creativity. I think maybe that's where I'm going with this. That you threw this question on me. I've never heard of this before.
That was
a great question because it made me think. It's like really making me think. Like as far as being represented, I think we think because it's our own thing, like, okay, well, it's just out there. People will know, you know, but it's hard to really, when you have to put it into words, though, it's that idea of really, really, really using creativity as a platform for beauty.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where we're going with that. And that can still be a classic look. When I say creativity, I'm not saying that everybody has to have blue eyelashes, you know, but
right.
You can take a classic image, you know, and it's just as creative, just in the sense of how it changes beauty. You know, look, if you look at pictures of Audrey Hepburn, you know, God, nobody was wearing their eyebrows like that. So that was creative. We look at it now as being a classic brow or a classic shape, but at that time it was creative and still is, really. If you think about it, my thing is always know why you're doing something when it comes to beauty, you know. If you're doing a square brow, there's nothing wrong with that. Just know why you made it square. Don't just look at it and go, oh, well, it's square. Oh, okay, I like it. No. You know, if you set off on a goal for a beauty or a style, you know, and you stick to that and you're true to yourself and really organic about it, then I think it'll come through in the image.
Right. I have another question, a couple of questions from the chat room. And I'm just going to read them, and you can go from there. One is, how are you distributing the magazine? How and where? Where are you selling the magazine other than online? Are you selling it in stores or the mall? Or in the mail, I'm sorry. And they wanted to say that they love the website. And how many subscribers do you expect to have, you think? Like, roughly, how many subscribers?
Oh, we're taking over the world, baby. We're taking over the world. We want them all. We want them all. And by that, when I say we want them all and we're taking over the world, what I really mean by that is I want as many subscribers as possible. Hopefully those people who are looking at the magazine and enjoying this issue, hopefully that will encourage them to really, really submit. I don't mean subscribers, I mean submissions. Hopefully that will really encourage them to submit to the magazine and to express themselves more and more and more. But Lena can answer that part.
Right now we are online, and like I said, you do have the opportunity to get it through PDF. We would, if you subscribe to the magazine, you would get a PDF version of the magazine. And the great thing about being a subscriber is that you get the magazine before we publish it. If you're on our subscription list beginning in December, because this time we just debuted the magazine as a whole. But from this point on, if you're a subscriber, you would actually get your issue a week before we publish it to the public. And then if you wanted a hard copy sent to you in the mail, we would do a print-on-demand issue. So right now, those are the online PDF and the print-on-demand are the three ways you can get the magazine. And then at some point, we would love to be, you know, on every newsstand in the world. You know, that's the ultimate goal. That's the ultimate.
Cool.
And then as far as the number of subscribers, I just want people to like us. I can't even come up with a number for that. I would love to, I guess being an artist and being in an industry and knowing what kind of magazines that we read, yes, we may pick up an InStyle or an Allure or a Bazaar or a Vogue, but within, and we're not an industry magazine, but you understand what I'm saying when we look at, you know, On Makeup or Makeup Artist Mag or,
right,
you know, kind of
right,
things that are information for us that work. And when I think of just our network of people in those magazines, we want, obviously we want that market, but then we also want, you know, Sally Sockamom, who just loves blue eyeshadow and just loves,
right,
and just like, you know, and just wants
right,
to see
right,
pictures of it. You know what I mean?
Right. I think our hope is that our magazine, even though it is geared toward, you know, us in the industry, you know, that we can, you know, find something in there or, you know, help us to be more creative or whatever. But I really also, we don't want it to be intimidating to, like Lena said, Sally Sockamom. You know what I mean? It's not a magazine that speaks above people, you know?
Right, right, right.
And I think that that's really, really important.
And within that, although it's, you know, it's not a big text magazine. You know, it's mostly pictorial with a little bit of text. But to live in both worlds of industry and layman, we've got fantastic artists who are going to submit items. But we also have the Beauty Report where we're telling you about the Clarisonic, you know, facial cleaner, and we're talking about the XYZ computer, and we're talking about such and such CD. So it's also those things that are attainable and reachable. It's great for someone who's not an artist to look at our work and like, wow, that's fantastic. That's really talent. But, you know, we want you to walk away. We want them to walk away with some new information, too, on what they can do in their beauty routine or in their style routine or a new place to travel to or a new musician to, you know, discover. You know, so it's giving to you by showing you what we can do as far as artists. Not just me and Keetrick, but those who submit to the magazine and have their work shown. But we also want you to walk away with some information as well, as well as being inspired by what you see in the magazine. So, and then also with that, I'm going to roll over into, we also have the Lash Out, we have Lash Out the blog, which is the companion blog to the magazine. And since we are going bi-monthly, the blog is just, it's an everyday, up-to-date info site. To hold you over until your next issue, because we don't want to come out in, you know, December and then not come back out until February and then you haven't heard from us for a month. So the blog actually is, we have our Lash Out Lounge where we talk about new artists or we talk about music, we talk about art, events that are covered and that are attended by us or our correspondents. So that's your in-between filler that you still stay up to date with what's going on in the world of Lash Out in between your issues that you get bi-monthly.
Gotcha. Perfect. Well, we have 2 minutes left on the show, and first I just want to say that when you showed us the site, I really loved it and I was really inspired by it, and it really looks good. You know, that's one of the things about online magazines, because, you know, when you get a magazine that's in print, you know, you like to flip through, look at the pages, and sometimes some online magazines are not as appealing. But when I saw this magazine, for it to be the type of magazine that it is, I was very impressed with it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so it's really, really nice. With this 1 minute that's left, can you all just shout out one more time, like the website, the blog site, and any information, Twitter, Facebook, anything that you want people to know or to remember about the magazine?
Okay.
But first, before you do that, let me just say thank you both, Lena and Keetrick, for joining us tonight and being our guests, and we're looking forward to seeing many more wonderful things from your magazine.
Thank you so much for having us. And I'll do the shout-out real quick. The website is www.lashoutmagazine.com. You can click on the link to the blog from the magazine. And we're on Twitter, Lash Out Magazine, and we have a Facebook fan page, Lash Out Magazine. So we kept it very simple for everybody. So just Lash Out Magazine. Wherever you want to find us, type in Lash Out Magazine, and we'll be there.
Right.
And what was the name of the site again? Where can I find Lash Out Magazine?
Just Google it and it'll come up for everything. Facebook, Twitter, everything. That's great. All right, you guys, keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And let me just say how much I've enjoyed this radio show. The times when I've gotten a chance to catch it, it is fantastic. And it's a great way for people to really, really stay connected with each other as artists. And to all of you guys out there, keep up the good work and be inspired.
Absolutely. It's pretty much very similar to what you all are doing with the magazine, just trying to give other people a format to talk about who they are and what they do.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Denise, let me ask you this real quick. If there were any other questions that we weren't able to answer, is there a way for us to get those answers to those lovely people who have listened to us this evening?
I think you all answered everybody's questions.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I don't see anything else, but, you know, people are commenting, great show, they love your website. What I could do is I could email you, just the history of this chat from the chat room tonight. And so, you know, maybe I missed something, but you could look back at it. But I will say if there's anybody that has any questions for you guys, suggest, is there just a general email besides your submissions that they could send questions to if they have any more questions?
Lash Out Magazine.
Okay, exactly.
Let me give you the line clean. Lashout@lashoutmagazine.com. And then we didn't give the subscription website, but same thing. It's subscribe@lashoutmagazine.com. So everything, whatever you want to do, put that in front of lashout@lashoutmagazine.com. So I want to subscribe. Subscribe@lashoutmagazine.com. Submit submissions at lashoutmagazine.com.
That makes plenty of sense. Plenty of sense.
One more time, where are we? We're at Lash Out Magazine.
Lash Magazine. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Okay. Chat with you guys soon.
Okay,
all right. Good night, everyone.
Okay. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.